Now, have you ever wondered how dangerous, talking about risk, a can of fizzy drink can be? Well, we've got Dave and Ben standing ready and waiting at King Edward VI Grammar School, loaded with their fizzy drinks to test this urban myth. So, guys, what are you up to?
Hello, welcome to Kitchen Science. This week we're in King Edward VI Grammar School in Chelmsford, and I'm, of course, here with Dave Ansell.
Hi.
And I'm also here with Bryn.
Hi.
And with Henry.
Hello.
And Dave told me something about exploding pop cans today, but Dave, what's the plan? This sounds sticky.
Okay, so what you need for this experiment is two cans of fizzy drink, ideally a diet one. And that's it, really.
So just two cans of fizzy pop?
Yeah, that's right. So what I want you to do is shake up those cans, put both cans in the sink. Yeah. I want Bryn to tap his four times, quite hard on the top. And then we're going to wait about 5 seconds and open them both.
Now, you see, I used to do this at my school as well, but we always did it to play tricks on people. So what do you think is going to happen, seeing as we're shaking these cans up?
Well, if I do get wet, which I probably am, I'm not going to be very happy.
Fair enough. And what do you think?
It's going to explode everywhere.
Okay, so Dave, you seem to be making kids explode cans all over themselves. Is that your plan?
Pretty much, yeah.
So what do you think will happen at home? Do you think the tapping the top of a can will make any difference? If you want to try this at home, I recommend you perhaps use a bathroom or a kitchen sink, but we'll get back to you later on in the show.
Thank you, guys. So give it a go. Grab two cans, shake one up, open one, tap the other on the top before opening it, open it up, tell us what happens.